DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Hey, what up, world? It's your hip-hop informer, your man, T. Muhammad, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, here in Hack Media Studios, feeling real good about this launch week we got jumping off here. Yo, big ups to all my folks out there in VA, the Hyman Clan. We got the Thurgood Clan, we got the Potts Clan, we got the Marks Clan. Yo, it's all jumping off. I heard today, I saw on Facebook, my family's trying to gather out there in Hampton, Labor Day weekend. You don't have to lobby for me to be there. I will absolutely be in the house with my fam in VA Labor Day weekend, something looking forward to. Yo, it's 10:01 in Connecticut. It is 10:01. In Portsmouth, Virginia. It's 10:01 in Manhattan. It's about it's about 7:01 out in Los Angeles, California. However, wherever you're looking, you're listening, you're reading, whatever you're doing, you're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. Let's just get right to it. Out the box. We gonna start it off with that Hack Crew, cause I just love this song and I'm feeling real good. So everybody sit back and let it flow. We got a real good show tonight. We got Dawn Richard from Diddy's Dirty Money in the building. So we gonna let it flow. TM Hyman Radio Live.
$1,000 in your pocket, ready to spend it, get the fuck out the way. Check.
Look, hey, don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get low, pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes, let it flow.
I'm so far out of space. I got the over that high niggas feeling all out of place. Yeah. They call me Mr. Get Money and then switch a spot in the club looking like I stuffed a whole chicken box. I'ma brag about my shit, talk about my gun, shit on your bitch with all my funds. Talk about the leather and wood. I'm from the hood. I ain't have a pot to piss in until I start dishing. Hey. I talk the hundreds and let it float and watch the crowd. If your money like mine, throw it right about now like float. Yeah, bitch, I'm brought bread and she ain't around me. If she ain't giving head, let it go.
I got a car on my wrist, two jobs on my face, and I'm a notch with a bitch on the low. So if you go get a grind, instead of looking at my shine, you just wasting your time, you a joke. Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get low, pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes, let it flow.
Cheddar in the place, you know them bottles by the case, you know that Kappa on his waist. I have a big acquired taste for them ladies in this place. I'm trying to see which one gon' rub my babies on the face. I am the opposite of broke, I flipped and doubled up a joke. I lay way deep up in her throat, HAC, I took that oath. Anybody get in line, I will do my lash in a row. Toss security is fat, then let my pistol through the door. Try to tap her with my dough, you be underneath this flow.
Yes,
you went out of state, why you suckers still broke? Caught them things by the loaf, bust it down. Pitch it low, HAC, motherfucker, watch this empire grow. Getting paper down in Texas, catch me out in California. Probably checking out the Lakers on my size, and I'll lay the light, whoa.
I got a trunk full of lift, ain't worried worry about you bitch doors on my car. Let's go.
Kinda hard to keep up with this type of pace. Yeah. LS460 taking up a lot of space. Yeah. More room to operate. Yeah. More things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make the whole earth shake. Anybody get body? Bacardi parties at Tommy's. At the bar with the Remy. Mama cute with the skinny. M shots in the semi. Pop it off to the empty. Built like a buff 50. All my niggas is with me.
C8 dollar sign. Cop the beamer off a line. Drop top 645. The crew lost his mind. Feeling like a summer breeze. Crib is 200 G's. So 10 of y'all is one of me. I'm stinging like a bumblebee. The ice flow. Nice flow. Dot over your nice flow. Rest in peace. The Michael Jackson, so I cop a ice coat. Ice glove, nice stuff. Shine like a light bulb. Shit it on a track, so call a nurse and get it wiped up.
Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow.
Tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer, TM Hyman. As I sat back and started bobbing to that joint, I'm like, maybe that shouldn't have been the first cut out the box because I probably should have sounded the alarm. Folks, I want you to understand. This is Be Real Radio. We play all kind of music. All kind of music. Artistry comes in a lot of different ways. So sorry if I've offended anybody right out of the box tonight with Let It Flow. The track rocks. It's underground. It's 10 o'clock. So I would assume that there are grown people listening. It gets better as we go. I got something for everybody. I'm cooking for everybody tonight and every night. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman. Your hip-hop informer, thank you for joining us. You can jump on the line right now, although the lines are so lit up. I'm going to go ahead and open it up early tonight. You can jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 is where it is. I'm going to go ahead and open it up because it's a lot of folks on the line tonight. A lot of folks on the line tonight. Area code 843, last four digits, 1330. 843, last four digits, 1330. I'm going to open up the line to you. Tonight, we are talking to my girl. Haven't seen her since, like, December, January, maybe. Yo, we're going to rock on to the break of dawn tonight. We got Dawn Richard. We love her. We love how she bobs and weaves with Diddy up there. You know what I'm saying? We love her. She's on. She's going to talk about all that she's doing. Your girl got it going on. I think she's either headed to the Comic-Con or she has come from the Comic-Con. We're going to talk about that, a new project she got. We're going to hear a new track from her that's associated with something I think she did for Rihanna. We're going to open up the lines to you. We're going to talk to her tonight. We're going to jump back again. Area code 843-1330. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Shakira, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina is in the building. Shakira.
Oh, yeah.
Shakira, what you think about that last track you just heard? Was it too explicit as the first track of the night? I got texts from people like wow, TM, that was kind of explicit out the box. What you think about that track?
Well, personally, I liked it. You know, it wasn't explicit, but I mean, I liked it. I was bebopping my head just like you, you know.
Hey, that's what's good. That's what's good. Hey, our topic tonight, but what's your name again, Mama?
Shakira.
Shakira, our topic tonight is spinning off of something that we've been talking about for a few weeks. We've been talking about, actually, I said a few weeks, only a few shows, a couple of shows. Sunday night we had John Brown on. Monday night we had Nakoi Banks on, and we're talking about money, power, and respect. We've concluded that, but spinning off of money, power, and respect, tonight we're talking about how low will you really go for an opportunity? You know, a lot of folks talked about respect is important. We got to respect ourselves more, and this is more so really along those lines of respecting yourself. Some of us, like, we'll go real low for an opportunity. Shakira, you brave enough to tell us how low you've actually went for an opportunity?
Wow.
This is Be Real Radio. Be real. Be real.
No, I'm real with you. Well, I mean, to be honest, that's going low is not really my style. I ain't really never went nasty low for an opportunity. Been out of Conway, so I ain't really, you know.
And you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to go low for any opportunity. I mean, we're reaching for the stars. Everybody wanna be successful, right? But we should uphold our standards, right? Right?
You're right.
Shakira, thank you for reaching out from South Carolina tonight. Stand by. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, tonight we're talking about how low will you go? Some of us, we can get low. But tonight we're talking about being real. We're talking about, you know, setting a standard. We're talking to a woman who has set a standard for herself. And she's making real big strides because of those standards that she set for herself. For all of those folks out there who was looking for a little something different, let me just smooth you out and help you to get focused. This is my man Taheem, off of a record we produced a little while back called Focus Volume 1. I'm going to let Taheem speak to you. And on the other side of Taheem, we're going to welcome our special guest, Ms. Dawn Richard, from Dirty Money, right after this. Focus, my friends. Focus, focus.
Focus. Raheem Jamal. And so I had this dream that I'm at a barbecue having a conversation with Quincy Jones. And through all the dialect that was transmitted and exchanged, there's one thing he told me that will always be retained, at least in the archives of my brain, when he said, as a poet, you should never face the crowd and ask to freeze, are you not entertained? And the way he explained it was like, unlike the music industry, you're not here to maintain the spotlight, so it's not right for a spoken word artist to enter the tainted realm of containment, whereas you sell yourself short for a lease to provide high notoriety due to high interest and little or no down payment. And son, your time has been wasted conversing about how many purchases will be made if I market your promo CDs, because the purpose of recording poetry is by no means to keep your palms greased. But when I pop this in my CD player, upon listening to each track, I should gain one more reason to breathe. And he started to leave when I said, but wait, what if I'm not sure what they want to hear? Then he replied by pointing to my heart and saying, speak whatever is in here if you want to avoid polluting sound waves with verbal pork that deafens righteous ears. And I explained that I had this fear of putting out Atkins-approved poetry. You know, when watches don't quite get the point, so they just wait for you to finish, and they're looking for a quick fix of lean meat, yet you're spilling lyrical spinach. And he said, but wait, that's nonsense because you're serious about this. Just hit them with wordplay that's sharper than the good Reverend Doctor, complete with three-piece suit and wingtips, and that'll show them that your poetry is not to be played with like vaginas with green lips. Then he said this, don't be one of those false prophet-type poets that compose topics from gossip or speak over the heads of your listeners because you're so deep that your dialect seems to be taught out in the cosmos, like the molecular makeup of Mars form my bars plus my gravity levitates mutually through each galaxy. I study Taekwondo with the governor southeast of Jupiter plus I uncover intergalactic fallacies. No, challenge me with simplicity. There's profundity in that. When you speak, do it prolifically. So when I realized the $15 I spent on Focus Volume 1 was some sort of gift to me, and differently. Don't get caught up in the hype, just be natural when you spew. Like Queen Sheba once said, poetry does not belong to you. It owes you nothing, so don't confine yourself to being this love slash revolutionary slash evolutionary type poet that expects poetry to bring them dough. He told me to let it flow until I'm tagged with a stage name, Cheech Marin or Tommy Chong. Meaning my prose is so dope that you could put it in bongs and smoke until metaphors and punchlines become inscribed on the inside of your throat. But when you choke, you can't possibly choke. So when I awoke, realizing this was something that couldn't possibly be hidden, but another abstract dream that had to be written and shared, because it's not every day that one converses with Q. But I didn't write this for you. If you're one of those brothers in the barbershop waiting to exhale nonsense into the ear of your best man over a plate of Big Mama soul food. But this is for those artists that step to the stage, corral spirits with word power, and put out this energy that makes souls move.
TM Hyman Radio Live, I am your man, TM Hyman, your hip-hop informer. That was Taheem Jamal off of a project we did a while back called Focus. We are standing by waiting on Dawn Richard to become available, busy lady, but she's making time for us and you tonight. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, see who's out there. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. I'm going to open up the line to area code 757. Last four, 1837, 1837. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
757-817-8737. Is that you, sir? Hello, hello? What's your name?
Yes,
tell
sir.
Us who you're calling
sir,
from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live, sir. What's on your mind?
Man, this is Ames, man. What the deal is?
Ames.
Yes.
Ames. Y'all getting me in trouble. You and your crew getting me in trouble. Like,
man,
too
yo,
early
man.
In the game tonight, man.
There's a radio version for that, man. You know?
Okay, y'all gonna have to get me the radio version to let it flow, because I want the people to understand that's a real nice track there. But I think that was the explicit version. So I apologize to anyone whose ears I singed at the top of the show. I'll make up for it as we move along. Ames, how low will you go for opportunity, sir?
Man, not that low, but low.
not. you'll get kind of grimy. You'll get a little grimy for an opportunity.
I don't consider it being grimy. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on the situation I'm in, and you know, and I got a family to feed, man. You know what I mean? You know, certain things I wouldn't stoop that low of hurting somebody or something like that. I mean, bad, man. I wouldn't be into that type of stuff. But you know, if it's talking about, you know, maybe. Just a little push. A little push in the back. You know what I'm saying? Maybe just a little push in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Too funny.
Maybe a little clip or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Too funny. And you stand by for me, man. You're a comedian, so I definitely want you to hang out with us tonight. That's Ames. That's Ames in the Hack Army. Folks, I'm your man, TM Hyman. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I believe our guest is available right now. Let's see if we have Dawn Richards on the line. Dawn Richards, are you there? Dawn, are you there? Okay. All right, they're telling me not yet. Well, we're still standing by. We appreciate the fact that she is absolutely busting chops to make sure that she's on this program tonight. We know she was scheduled Monday and was not here. We are not mad because we made up for it with my friend John Brown on Monday. Folks, you can jump on the circuits. Give us some feedback. Tell us what's on your mind. Yo, the lines are, like, lit up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Big up to my team, my production team, everybody who's helping to make this program happen. It has been an interesting kickoff. I'm going to open up the line to area code 704. Last four digits is 9469. 704, last four digits, 9469, as we wait for Dawn Richards tonight. We're talking about how low will you go for an opportunity. The line is open up to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
This is CeeLo. I'm calling from Charlotte.
Yo, North Carolina's in the building tonight. CeeLo.
Word.
What's cracking? What's cracking, mama? What's on your mind, CeeLo? How low will you go for an opportunity?
You know what's crazy? I wouldn't go but to, like, you know, if I feel like I'm going to compromise. If I feel like my internal and my soul is going to be compromised, you know, I have to let it go.
That's what's good.
Yeah.
That's what's good.
I don't know. Some people, you know, they it's like it is a dog-eat-dog world, right? But sometimes, you know, somebody else's head isn't really, you know, comfortable for the bottom of my foot, you know? So.
Hey, I'm totally digging you tonight. CeeLo, stand by from Charlotte, North Carolina. We appreciate the call tonight. Hang out as this conversation picks up when our special guest comes on. Folks, you're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm going to drop a new joint. It was called Mysterious and Scratches. This is my girl, Ganga. Check it out. TM Hyman Radio Live.
You know, a lot of people think that they know me. They can peg me in a particular class or category. You know, I choose to let you in when I want to let you in. And I think this is the time that I'm going to let you in. So, just a little bit. Sneak peek. Check it out. Come
hey,
on.
Yo, from day to night, night to day, I keep it moving, y'all. Gondoli will always be a legend while they fall. So much love for the unjust, it's crazy now. Makes me want a gun bust, hear your anus now. But I fall back, take a look at Remy Ma. Not the road to travel if you're trying to be a star. They test my virtue though on every last interview. They fuck my name up on the XXX music review. Still you ask Ganga, why you trotting on? Cause long after breath, I will have a song for those folks, those people with those jokes. And my mom's in a UK who prays for me with much hope. What the hell you asking me? See, that's the problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, y'all can't get rid of me. You wait to get on while we blow through charts with ease. Next time you see me, you greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Hey, yo, what the hell you asking me? We bloom all day, the sun real bright, like sun rays.
Behind these shades, I remain the mystery. Your blindsided body dipples and these cup seeds. Niggas really daily press to get to know me. I'm the DJ, she's a rapper, so blow me. Niggas really got a nerve to question me. When they tight fitted on, and I don't mean the Yankees. Loose lips, Perez Hilton talking chips. Say whatever to get the people tuning in. I watch how they mouth trash your name and you win. To the haters, God bless you for going in. You keep the people talking, they're hungry for a story. I'm starving for this money, a 9-to-5 bores me. For a quick buck, people in your own camp will give you up. Even Fivebo is getting some. Look how that pickery on a face turned up. Or Swiss Keys infidelity posted up. And how niggas start beef to get themselves up. R&B chicks nude with their cameras. I remain behind my name. Behind these turntables I stay. And I shall remain. So what the hell you asking me? See, that's your problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, y'all can't get rid of me. You wait to get put on while we blow through these charts with ease. Next time you see me, you'll greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? Huh? We bloom all day. The sun real bright. Like sun rays. The very best. The only thing that relieves my stress is my mic, my pen, and my turntable-less. Plain and simple love, you just don't have the gift. On the other hand, I do, so watch my spit. Lots of heads wanna hate, oh, I hate me so. I'm just a black woman doing it international. In times I admit, I don't think rational. A lot of heads like to use the word dramatical. I'm broken down to the very last compound. See how it sounds when Ganga quotes the world renowned.
love with hip hop since Sugar Hill, original Black Mamba before Kill Bill. I remain the mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? We bloom all day, they shine real bright, like sun rays. So I'm a mystery, and that's the way I choose to be. Because y'all running around and don't know, I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. Yeah, that's what we choose to be. Regardless of tactics, they can't get rid of me. You waiting to get on while we blow some trust with ease. The next time you see me, just beat me on bended knee. Because I remain a mystery. All this question, what the hell you asking me? Just remember this, we bloom all day and shine real bright like sun rays.
Hey, TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer, TM Hyman. That was Mysterious and Scratches, my girl Ganga Lee. Folks, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, who we have on the line?
Oh.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
What's
I'm so happy
mama?
To talk to you.
What's up, mama?
How you been?
We were expecting you on Monday. How you feeling? You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I was in the hospital, so I'm sorry. Trust me, it wasn't something that I wanted to stand you up with. But I'm better now. I just work too damn hard. That's the beat,
hey,
you know?
Hey,
so.
You know what? You don't got to tell me. We absolutely knew that. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact you're about your work. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you
Thank
wasn't
you.
Here is okay. You're here now. You're here
I'm
now.
Here now, and I'm happy to be here talking to you.
Hey, TM Hyman Radio Live, folks. If you don't know the voice, this is the voice of Ms. Dawn Richard herself. Absolutely. Where in the world is Dawn right now?
I'm in LA. We're actually recording right now for the album. We are like in the finishing touches. We don't ever stop recording, so it's working. So I've had a break, you know, and now I'm literally, I've been in the hospital for like 3 days. I took 2 days of rest after that, and now I'm back at the mic because I missed it so much. So.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, that's where I'm at. Yeah, LA.
You're out in LA right now.
We're in LA right now, yeah.
The BET Music Awards was off the chain.
Thank you. I mean, we were so excited, and the response we got was unbelievable. We did not expect. We were humbly surprised. We knew we felt it, but we didn't know people loved it so much. So thank you to everybody who watched and gave us love, man, because we enjoyed it.
No, and it looked like you enjoyed it. And at the end of the day, I mean, cats, you know, might have been a little pissed with me because, you know, your boss showed out at the end of the show.
Like, ah, he always does. That's why we call him Puffy.
Yo, boss man, he can do that though. You know what I'm saying? He's
he believes he can do anything. And hey, why
hey,
not?
Well, hey, why not? I think he proves it in most instances though. But at the end of the day, like no exaggeration, yo, that was the best performance of the night. Yo, he got
Thank
people
you.
About these seats. I mean, and I was at home like yo in concert. Yo, the fucking, the damn smoke.
Thank you. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you. It was a lot of smoke. I felt like a little bit too much. But, you know, Puff likes his smoke, so. But you know what? It was, I don't know, me and Karina rose up from under the ground. People didn't even know. We had we came from the ground, but you couldn't even see because there was so much smoke. And all I kept thinking, I was like, Karina, can you see anything? And she was like, nah, bitch, I can't see nothing.
Hey,
so I was like, you know.
Yo, definitely put it down. Tell the folks a little bit about what's going on with the comic book.
That's my baby. I'm so excited about it. You know, I've been creating it since Danity Kane when I was in high school. It was always a dream. I've always wanted to have an animated series. I always wanted to have a comic book. Don't ask me why. I was just a nerd growing up, you know, and I was into drawings. I loved art. And, you know, I threw the name out there for Danity Kane when they were looking for a name, and they loved it then. And in the beginning of, you know, my Danity Kane career, I had already started creating the book. And I wanted to be involved, but they said, this is your baby. They let me have it. So the comic book and the rights to the name for the comic, they let me have. So I continued on with my journey and, you know, making the character a success. And in the middle of it, after I put my first issue out, I was like, I want to go manga because the manga market is so much bigger. And that's really where, you know, I used to watch Sailor Moon and be like, yo, if I could just get my eyes to be big, hair, that would be everything. You know, I loved the animation of it all. And so I met with this great company, Igo Manga. They're up and coming company. And we got together, put our heads together, and the issue comes out August of this year. My birthday is in August, so it's like a double whammy for me. And it will be launching it, and I'm so excited. We have it on the iPhone application as well as the iPad, so you get to see it from your iPhone, or if you want to buy a whole card copy, you can do that too.
That's what's good. Make sure I get that birthday invite. I'll come broadcast live.
Oh, you know, you got it. I mean, I'm like, my birthday present is the fact that it's coming out. I'm really, people have been pre-ordering like crazy. You can go to Danity Kane Comics right now, shop online and get it and pre-order it. I'm so excited because with that is I'm going to do a soundtrack to the comic. So I'm so excited because I get to do music that I love that people wouldn't necessarily relate me to doing. I'm in a band that I'm creating. It's dope. I'm excited.
That's what's good. You know what? And that's a great segue right into this joint I got that you want to go ahead and introduce it. I think it's the track that you just referenced. It's definitely a track that I don't think people would be expecting from you, and it's associated with the comic book.
Yes, Ugly. I think it's Ugly you're talking about. And it's like the...
Go ahead, Mama. All right.
Oh, yeah, I said Ugly is the name of the record, and I'm really proud about that record. A friend of mine, Anna, and this great team called Inkwell, they produced it, got together and gave me the record, and I loved it. And I think it fits the comic book very well. And it has a bit of an edge to it. And I think that's what is great about this soundtrack is people have to understand this is not Dirty Money. This is not Danity Kane. This is a soundtrack to a comic book. So you have to think outside the box. The comic book is fast paced. It's passion. It's rock and roll. It's all those things. And so it's a little bit more in your face. So here it is, my song too. My comic book, Danity Kane Comics, Ugly.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
I used to think that you were beautiful, but now sometimes I'm scared of just the sight of your face. It's like the monster that I thought was in my closet called my daddy, and he scared him away. You're hanging out at night with the ghouls and goblins, leaving me here all by myself. You used to be just like Prince Charming, now you got me screaming for help. I used to think that you were pretty. I used to think that you were beautiful. Chivalry day. Just when I thought I had my feet on the ground, I turned around, it's all up in the air.
Oh,
T.M. Hyman Radio Live Ugly. Wow. Again, T.M. Hyman Radio Live Ugly. Dawn. Off the chain.
Do you love it? Do you love it?
Yo, I'm loving that. First of all, it's a 180, like you said. But you know what? It shows your versatility, man. Like your pictures. Every
Thank
picture,
you.
Yo, you're a serious fashionista. I mean, you are a serious fashionista because
thank you.
Every pic I see, it's a different look.
Thank
look.
You. I mean, that's what I love. I mean, I'm just me. I love to switch it up. And I'm excited that people are with me. I love that. That's like good energy. Good energy, man. I love it.
Yeah, we loving you. We loving you. And because it's like so many people like blowing up my lines right now, I'm just going to jump to it. And I know you don't mind, folks who want to talk to you tonight. I'm going to go back to the 757. Virginia's repping for you tonight, Dawn. We got last four digits 1837, and we're going to stay in Virginia for a minute. Last four digits 1837, the line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. I think this is Ames.
Yeah, this me, man.
Hey, what you think about that joint? Ugly.
Hey, girl, what's up?
What up?
What are you doing? It's Ames, Florida.
Hi, how are you?
Man, I'm good. Girl, I seen you on that stage. BET Awards dropping that show. Oh, my
God. That's what's up. Good thing. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just trying to work hard, man.
Yeah, us too. Same thing. We down here pushing it, trying to get it out, you know? You know how that go. Man, it's
I think that's great, though. Working hard is good.
Yeah, man.
You got a question for Dawn tonight, Ames?
Yes, you know I got like 30 questions for Dawn tonight, but I'm just going to ask one. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you please let all these brothers out here know truth?
Say it again? I'm sorry, I can't hear you going out.
Could you please let all the brothers know?
Uh-huh.
Are you single?
I am in a relationship. I have been for a while. But, hey, there's no reason you can't look.
There it is, Ames. She just shut it down for everybody that's
no, I'm not
right
shutting
now,
it down. I live free though. I have a great relationship because we have a great understanding. We are a free and loving couple, so
no,
I'm
no,
good.
I
can always look. Yeah.
I just mean as far as the rumors. You know what I'm saying? So please don't keep calling up in here tonight, asking the same questions, trying to get into her business, all right? One thing about this show, Dawn, you don't ever have to worry about. We're not a gossip show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not bashing nothing. Ames, I'm sure everybody had that question tonight. Thank you. I'm going to keep it moving. Thanks for your feedback. I'm going to keep it moving to 757. We're going to open up the line to last four digits, 6012. The line is open to you. Last four, 6012. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
You already know it's your boy CA Dollar Sign O, representing Virginia. Hey, how you doing?
What up?
I ain't doing much. I'm maintaining. Look, I remember we was in the VIP, you know what I mean, after the little show or whatever. But after that, wow, you just went everywhere. I start seeing you everywhere. I'm happy for you that you're doing your thing. You're doing progress and all that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, man. I'm just hustling. That's all I know how to do, man.
Yeah, hey, that's all you can do is hustle. You know, you got to keep moving. You got to keep doing progress. I'm happy for you with the comic book. You know, I like the song I just heard. That's good.
Thank
you.
You
know, you're stepping outside the box, and that's a lot of stuff that people don't do.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Most definitely. So, like, my question to you is, what inspires you to go to the next level, to do the 180s, to take the chances?
My faith in God is so amazing. I have been through a lot of things in my life, and He has always brought me out. And I know that may sound a little bit too spiritual for some people, but I don't even care. I'm inspired every day. You know what I mean? I know what it's like to be homeless. I know what it's like to lose everything. I know what it's like to have it and then lose it again. So, like, for me, my motivation every day is my beautiful family and God. When I see their faces, it makes me want to hustle to get out there and do better. So that's what keeps me motivated and keeps me moving. I'm not going to lose, man, because, you know, I know what it feels like to lose. So I'm keeping that's the hustle.
That's what's good. Caso, thanks for your question tonight. Stand by for us. Folks, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. If you are just tuning into the show, you are listening to the voice of Ms. Dawn Richard from Diddy's Dirty Money. Now, folks may remember her from making the band. You might remember her from Danity Kane. But, yo, she's with Diddy, and she's making her own moves at the same time. This chick is on fire right now. Hey, Dawn, we're going to jump right to it into the topic question tonight. We just came out of Money, Power, and Respect. First of all, tell the people so we're not confused, because I can hear it in your voice. But, see, I got a real good vibe when we actually connected. Back when we did, and you real.
Yeah.
You're not caught up in the hype. You're not caught up in the drama. You're not caught up in none of what a whole lot of artists are caught up in. When it comes to money, power, and respect, which is really most important to you? Tell us why.
Say again, what's more important?
Which is more important to you out of money, power, and respect?
None of them. What's important to me is my love for my family. Like,
okay.
I don't, and I say that because money can come and go, and respect, I mean, and honestly, I love respect within my peers. I would say that that's a great thing for me, you know, because I want my peers to want to work with me as far as like that, but, you know, the power and all that, so you can have that. I'm like a hippie, so like for me, what keeps me going is love and my family. The rest of it is just like, it's not, you know, I mean, it can come and go. And that's just me speaking. I mean, I didn't answer. People want to hear, but, you know, it's kind of okay. Is what I would love. But at the end of the day, what never leaves is love. The love that the true people who stay there for me through it all, that's what I do it for. That's what I care about, is that my parents look at me and are happy with me after it all is said and done.
You just heard it directly from the woman herself. We are blessed and privileged to have Miss Dawn Richard with us tonight from Dirty Money. She got a comic book out. Dawn, if you can hang out with us for a little bit longer, if you get a few more questions on the other side of this song here. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Dawn Richard with us tonight.
Yeah.
Excited about it.
Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it started. Captain of the cool kids, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta to sing with, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She find way and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite.
Come on.
With some five-star freaks, get high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad, broad back seat. That's me, feeling nothing nice. A couple nights to the moon, say goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You go. You been in. Cause you know that you really need it. And not the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights
on. Cause I'm leaning on the bar, that's a crazy little song. 24, so I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, I've been stuck in the air. 20 bag, cause the rent won't stop.
That's your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like you're looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I know, cause I'm blowing on that movie.
You know, we on that.
Good morning.
your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally go. Little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crow while still getting dough. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
It's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie. You know, we on that. Girl, I do it looking like a movie.
TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your man, TM Hyman, your hip hop informer, with our guest Dawn Richard tonight. It sounded as if she was having problems with her cell phone. We lost her. We're trying to get her back. Again, you can jump on the circuits at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Right now, we're going to hop into our money segment. Our money segment is brought to you tonight by Foresight.Ciora.com. Foresight.Ciora.com. If you have pain, you have sleep issues, or need energy, you can log on to www.Ciora.com or www.Foresight.Ciora.com. We have Toya. Toya's on the road with our finance segment tonight. Toya, what you got for the people?
Today we're just going to talk about how to set up a budget. Setting up a budget is a really good thing to do. It allows you to see how much income you have coming in compared to how much you're actually putting out. The first thing you want to do is actually determine your income itself. So you're just going to need your pay stubs and things of that sort, any extra income you have coming in. Add all of that up for the month, take that down. From there, you want to determine what your fixed expenses are. Now, your fixed expenses will be things that never change from month to month, such as your car payment, rent or mortgage, your car store, things of that sort. The third thing you want to determine are your variable expenses. Now, your variable expenses are things that will change from month to month. Little gas, food and groceries, the money you spend out and about on yourself. Once you have all of that together, you want to compare your expenses to your actual income. You want to see how much you actually have coming in and then how much you're actually putting out each month on all of those expenses. You want to make sure you track your expenses for at least a month so you can get a good idea as to where your money is actually going. And once you do that for a month, you want to evaluate your budget. When you evaluate your budget, you can find out exactly where your money is going. And from there, you can find out where you can cut back in, what areas you can cut back in. And most of the time, it will be with your variable expenses. You can find out if you can cut back on food and groceries, now gas, and things of that sort.
That's awesome information. My tip to the people tonight is don't be an impulse shopper. All that stuff from Walmart that's at the counter, it's designed to make you put it on that thing that moves towards the cash register. Stop being an impulse buyer. Say, no, I'm not going to buy that. No, I think I can. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to save some money. Toya, we appreciate you. You are coming to us. Where are you right now? Where in the world is Toya?
Right now, I am currently in Virginia.
We appreciate the information. Appreciate the tips.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me. I just want to add one additional thing for your listeners. There's a great website you can log on to help track your expenses, and that is mint.com, M-I-N-C.com. And once you log on there and set up your information, it will actually help you keep track of your budget. You don't have to do any of the calculations. It will actually take care of it for you. If you're an iPhone user or you have iPads, things of that sort, you can actually download a free app for that as well.
Can you repeat that website address one more time?
Sure. It's www.mint.com.
Thank you very much. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We're going to try to get Dawn back. I'll see if the producers have her. Let's sound off. HAC!
Ow! HAC in the building. Put your cups up. Let's go.
On cloud nine, stunting on them phantom black, tinted on them black, Ashanti spinning on them black diamonds, crushing on them Tangeray, I'm spilling on them, on your flex screen shining, why you niggas hating on them, turn you to an organ donor, A.C., come on, niggas like Jeffrey Dahmer, old target like Arthur Palmer, and Karen Juju is drama, you niggas ain't getting up, I'm from all you coppers proper, A.K.C., who gon' stop us, hopping out that black Hummer, it's gon' be a black summer, stacking on them black numbers, enhancing my black figures, track gold diggers, I just let it float on them. See me in the club, you best believe I got that rope on them. Catch me on any block, any city, any state. Fresh after interstate, stop bonds, plenty cake. Think we do it, still a state. Might be enough to break all over. Quick seas trying to get that euro cake.
I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. Dawn Richards, it looks like we have we may have lost Dawn for the night, folks. We can't seem to get her back, and she was already coming to us from a restricted place. Sorry about that, and they're telling me we're going to keep on trying, though. We're going to keep trying. We're going to go just jump right to the lines tonight. Area code looks like 678. Last four is 5680. 5680. 648. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Turn your radio down.
I don't have
Tell
a
us
radio.
Name, you... Hey, you don't have a radio? I'm sorry. What's your name? Who are you calling from?
BB, Atlanta. Atlanta. Can you hear me?
Atlanta's in the building.
Yeah. I'm a little under the weather, so I might sound funny.
Okay. Okay, how low will you go for an opportunity tonight? Coming off of our money, power, respect, focus, if you will, how low will you go? Or how low have you actually gone, if you're willing to step out there?
How low? I ain't never had to go low for an opportunity. I'm a straight-up type of girl.
Okay.
I just do me. I ain't never had to kiss nobody's, you know, ask for no job or anything. I've always been a straight-up person, and I've always, you know, God has really blessed me. So I don't go low for an opportunity.
So you got standards.
I have standards. We gotta have, all women should have standards, though.
The key word is should. Now, I don't even have to ask you. You got friends that's like skeezers and scallywags, right?
Yeah, but even scallywags and skeezers have standards. They won't go.
Yeah, but,
they all.
But,
they
but see, the question is, see, they have standards, right? But if they're a scallywag or a skeezer or whatever it is, that means you will go low. But the question is, how low will you go? That's the question. But you've already told us for yourself tonight. Thanks for waging in from Atlanta. We appreciate that. We're gonna go ahead down to area code 813, last four digits 9092. 813, last four digits 9092. You have to actually press 2, I believe, on the phone in order to wage in. All right, we're going to go to area code 202, last four digits 8951. 8951. I think this is a caller looking for Dawn tonight. We're going to try to get Dawn back on for you tonight. But how low will you go for an opportunity tonight? Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
This is Ann calling from Newark, Delaware.
All right. How low will you go for an opportunity tonight?
Well, anyone with standards is not going to go low. To get what you actually want, you have to work hard at it. There's really no shortcut because at the end, depending on how low you go, you can easily lose it that way as well. So I think with hard work and prayer and preparation and things of that sort, you can obtain what it is that you want without having to compromise you yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for your feedback tonight. I'll take one more call and we'll get back into to the jams. Area code also 302, last four digits 1449. Your name, tell us where you're calling from tonight. How low will you go for an opportunity?
My name is David and I'm from Bear, Delaware, and I would not go low for an opportunity. I would go high. You know, keep my expectations very high. Never go low, you know. Always go high. Go above.
Absolutely. And your name again, sir?
My name is David. I'm actually a friend of Dawn's. So.
All right, David. We're trying to get her back on tonight. We appreciate her time, but she was actually just running mile a minute. If you're her friend, you actually know what her schedule is like. Thanks for waging in tonight. We're going to try to get Dawn on for those folks who called in to try to actually speak with her. I'm glad we were able to get a few calls in. On the other side of this next track here, we have our artist spotlight of the night. We got Casso and a couple of those HAC boys. This one's called Dollar Bills. On the other side, we got the crew, TM Hyman Radio Live.
This is a HAC exclusive.
I'm on a money mission. They think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player. Tell me what am I missing?
I got an eye for the dollar bill. So sitting busy, I ain't got a lot of time to chill. I'm on a mission to bypass and up in the high class. And I fly straight like shot glass. Born a money getter, I'm like a cash cow. So if you ain't with my vision, homie, your ass out. Where the money at? Put out them 760s. I'm in the circle with whipping the whip, no less than 50. Just got 100 pounds, nigga, it's going down. Forget your problems and women that got you moping around. I'm trying to stay on top like toothpaste. Red and white gridstones look like Kool-Aid. 15 flat on new shades. Rocking on one time, that's flat out toothpaste. You with the program, you still back in the day. They used to do it for the love, I rock to get paid. Cause that's in your face, it ain't the floss, boy. It's to let you know what I touch, I off, boy.
I'm on a money mission, they think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing? I'm on a money mission, they think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at my Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, that was the new banger, Dollar Bills from Casso, that hack team. What up, homie?
Yo, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? How everything going?
Hey, you hear how it's going. We living it up. We trying to make
most
it happen out here.
Most definitely, man. I'm out here trying to do what I do, man, and make it happen, you know. Come on,
hey.
More and more bangers.
Hey, the team is making it happen overall. Your boys is spitting out some bangers, I see.
Of course. You know, we put our minds together, you know, try to put our ideas together, you know, to make everything a success. Push out more music, you know, successful music, fresh music, different music.
No doubt. I'm gonna open up the line for the rest of the team because I know it's a team effort. 8125. I know that's a team that I know that's a team member right there. 8125. 1837. I know that's a team member right there. 1837. Yo, boys, introduce yourself. This is the Hack Army, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, on deck shot.
Ames.
We done already yelled out. So, yo, dude, who produced that track right there, Dollar Bills?
Oh, man, that track was produced by another Hack member, also Blessed. Actually, the song, that was a snippet of the song. It's not complete because there's more other people on the song. It just, you know, that was just
right.
A snippet, like a world premiere, you know.
Wait. Did you just create some shit? Did you just call it a snippet?
It was a snippet. That was a snippet.
Yeah, we rocking with that going forth. We rocking with that one right there. Yo,
no,
your cats is putting it down. Yo, we've been spinning the music, we've been spinning the records, but yo, for real, when can we expect an album in the stores? When can we download an album from iTunes? Because y'all been like egging the people along for a minute, damn it. I know y'all performed with Dawn and Q. Dawn and Q, when we was down in Florida, that was a hot show. Y'all had her bobbing around. She was digging the vibes, digging the music. But, you know, when we going to put some music that she could put on her iPod, you know, from iTunes?
Who's going to stab that one like OJ?
Okay, well, you know, we pretty much, man, we in production right now. And we pumping them out. And we recently was on a little wait for iTunes to actually be on iTunes. And, you know, we're independent, so we're trying to get it in. You know, hopefully somebody will hear us and love us and buy us out. You know,
no doubt. Cass is listening right now. So this is the platform right now. So I want you all to speak and we got producers listening. We got artists listening. You know, we got managers listening. We got Cass listening. And we all over the world. So, I mean, I want to set the expectation because people are hearing the music, but what can they expect to hear, you know, something official, actually, you know, out for distribution? Because I know a lot of what you're doing, you're giving it away. And as a matter of fact, just to let you know, anyone who's looking for music, just send an email to hacmediausa@gmail.com, and we'll get the music out to you if you want to sample it. Caso.
Yes, sir.
You got a smooth style, homie.
Yeah, man. You know, I try. but, yeah, I mean, basically, you know, as far as the songs, as far as the music, like you said, when can the people expect something? I mean, we just pushing and trying to put together the best music, you know. We're going to keep putting music out to keep you listening, but we want to still put out the best music. You still
no doubt. No
but
doubt.
Yeah, also, I mean, you know, we, at the same time, we are artists, but we also write music. We also produce music. So we write songs with people. We make beats with people. I mean, it just doesn't stop at us creating music. You know, we're all around the board.
No doubt. I heard a joint the other day, I think off of the mixtape, that was pretty different. It was an R&B joint. Nobody had actually sent it to me. I think it wasn't one that y'all sent to actually be played on the radio, but it was off of, I'm trying to think of the name of the joint. I can't even think of it. It was with the singer. It was I want to say maybe track number 6 on your mixtape, and I'll find out what the track is. I'm wasting time right now. Let's get into a joint that I pretty much liked. Y'all kind of recommended some music, but I wanted to play like a throwback for the people. If I could actually get my hands on it. TM Hyman Radio Live, this is the Hack Team. It's Swag. Here we go.
Ow.
to take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. See, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
I try to tell them I swear it's cool, like the Louis out of Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at, there's memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from their feet to their wig. Their wardrobe is trash like a garbage bell kid. My fit so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't tip, but the strippers will call back. I MTV them on the bus like next. Unless I'm in their brain like a Xavier X. I mean my shoe game silly, my outfit jiggy. My swag out the park, you just out feel with it. You the type who ain't got swag, no use to kick it. Chicks calling my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Moving that cup, get them shoes socks in the bag. And I holly brag, but you lame should know. Soon as I step in the show, I got the Leroy glow, I got swag.
Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. See, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding my
swag. I kinda knew that this was coming soon. Before I blast off, give me some more running room. Told me to beat it 11, the verse is done at noon. Promise it'll be hot, similar to the sun in June. What's poppin', my nigga, how you? You know I'm serving them like I'm working the drive-thru. Ladies keep their eyes full on everything that I do. I mean, that's just something that come with being a fly dude. Swag mean, ball sorted with caffeine. Me and this pen is one hell of a tag team. Whoop, there it is. I'm pulling out the Chevy tonight, so baby, I'ma lead it. For itself, I don't usually talk about it. It's in my jeans, I can hardly even walk without it. Regardless of time, I'ma shine like pine floors. I got my swag, I suggest you find yours.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm minding, I'm finding,
yeah, even my shadows got a swag. Introduce them to women, it's the darkest of my half. I supplied this rhythm, which you probably never have. At this rate and momentum, no surviving if I crash. I smash for a minute, then I nab. But get back in the destination on my dash. Use my voice as a chemical and mix it in the lab. No distortion is critical, I'm clearer than some glass. My cash, stay in the pocket like McNabb. Never see me making it rain and throwing it for grabs. I don't do this to entertain, I'm focused on my craft. Gucci passenger driving product,
Louis in the bag.
I suggest if you got a problem, prove it if you're bad. I can bottle and profit from this feeling that I have. When you're floating as high as me, get woozy from the lag. If you choose it, you wanna hate, you're losing all your swag.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag. My swag. You gotta find your own. If you got a swag, then show whoever be close. Stop me a swag, let's be out of the dope. Haters getting mad, cause now my vision be focused. Drinks on my cap, that's party, I am your spokesman. If you got a swag, then show whoever be close. You better find your swag.
Radio Live, I'm your man T.M. Hyman. That was Swag from the Hack Army. We got my man Casso. We got Ames. We got Shot on the line here for our artist spotlight tonight. Folks, We coming off of money, power, and respect as our topics. Everybody's trying to be successful. When you think of money, power, and respect, how low will you go for an opportunity? Caso, how low will you go?
How low would I go? How low would I go? Man, that's a sharp question there, brother. But what I can say, honestly, I was listening to a lot of comments and response to everybody else. I'm also give you my honest opinion. I mean, I don't think anybody would be honest and tell how low they actually would go online. Personally, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't really degrade myself, but, you know, I would swallow my pride in certain situations, but not going too far out of the ordinary. Nothing wacky.
All right, well, that's honest. That's honest. Ames, where you at? How low are you going? I think you told us earlier, but for the people who are just tuning in now, in this hour, tell us how low you'll go, Ames.
Oh, brother, my story has not changed at all, brother. I probably would push somebody in the back, give them a little clip, and hurl their body.
Hey, stay away from Ames, people. Stay away from Ames. Hey, Shaq, where you at?
Yes, sir.
How low you going for an opportunity when you think about money, power, and respect?
Man, listen. For real, man. It all comes down with me, man. It's, you know, my first impression, man. You know, it's the lasting impression, man. If I know it's come down to money, man, and money is it depends on the situation, but I don't know, man. I think I would still like to come out of the situation with a little bit of pride, man, that, you know, that I can be respected as doing, you know what I mean, doing what I had to do in a respectful manner to get it, you know, because at the end of the morning, I want to you know, still walk away with some pride, man, that not only I could be looked upon by my peers, but also, you know, those, so I could, you know, maybe cross over to another bridge, man. I don't want to burn no bridges doing it, man, because I don't want people looking at me like, yo, nah, he this, he that. I still want to have all access to all roads, you know what I mean? So,
no doubt.
I'm going to say that like that, man, you know, keep it moving.
No, and I respect that. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Tonight we're talking about how low you will actually go for opportunity. You can jump on the jam lines. You can jump on the feedback circuits at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We had Dawn Richard on with us tonight, and we're still standing by to see if we can get her back to answer a few questions. We're going to wrap this spotlight segment up with the HAC team, but before we get out of here, fellas, again, I want you all to let the people know what they can expect here coming up as far as music, you know, videos, events. Where can we check the team? You all did a hell of a show, I remember, out there with Dawn and Dawn and Q and Ames. You asked her about the relationship. I guess you thought they was broke up or something. Don't follow the internet too much, man. You know, don't follow the internet too much.
That was a question for everybody else, man. That wasn't for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, and that was a question I'm sure everybody was wondering tonight. Everybody was wondering. But fellas, you hang out with celebrities, you know, they know you, you know them. When can we expect to see the Hack Army on the BET Awards next year? When can we expect to see music that's going to help to get y'all there? We want to see y'all on the awards next year.
Ball. I can say ball. We already shot, we shot 2-3 promo videos so far?
Yeah.
You know, they shot music on the radio, we got a little buzz going on right now, you know, locally and also in other states. People know us. We've done music with other people in other states. We pushing for the fall to have something dropping that's major, solid, video, more visual.
That's what's good. That's what's good. Folks, you've been hanging out with the Hack Army doing this music spotlight. That was my man Ames. My man Caso and Shot. Folks, again, you can jump on the feedback line, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm going to flip the script and drop I'ma Love You Right by my man John Brown, who was on with us Monday. The ladies are requesting it. On the opposite side of this song, we got some entertainment news for you, and we're going to keep the show moving. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live, and I love you. Ow!
Oh. I can see you in my life, love you with my hands, so I can touch your body right, love you with my voice, baby, so I can sing sweet melodies, love you with my time, and it will be just you and me.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you, with everything I have, and a little more to keep. Nothing wrong, we're giving you the keys to the range,
yeah,
in the house
of
the angels.
And ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. Ain't nothing wrong with giving my heart, my soul, my mind, my mind.
I'ma love you right,
I'ma love you
right, I'ma love you right, I'ma love you right.
Every breath I breathe for you, tell you no lies, lady, cause everything I say is true. I'ma love you with my mind, baby, cause I think you are the one. And if you're feeling different, just remember you're my girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you with everything I have and a little more to keep you cool. Ain't nothing wrong with giving you the keys to the range and a house with an indoor pool.
Wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. So if you feel it different, just remember that you're
all I know this is a little too much for this first conversation. But this much grown up sipping got me feeling impatient.
Impatient.
Just don't have on a baby, make love crazy.
It's gonna feel so right. So let's get on.
John Brown, I'ma love you right. It is 11:19 in the city. It's 5:19 in Paris right now. It's 6:19 a.m. in Baghdad. It is 12:19 tomorrow. It's 12:19 and 12:20 right now in Rio de Janeiro. It is 12:20 in the afternoon in Tokyo. And we're gonna jump right into our entertainment news. Entertainment news tonight. Brought to you by Hack Media, Malik Artist Management, and the Urban 8 Development Project. Folks, do you know that the Teflon Don has just got called out by an official Gotti boy? Yo, straight up, like the Teflon Don Rick Ross just like really got called out by, I think it's a Carmine in Agnello. He's going as Carmine Gotti. He's John Gotti's grandson. And he's really pissed off with Rick Ross for this whole new Teflon Dawn name that he's using on the new record. He said that Rick Ross should have asked permission to use the Teflon Dawn name. He said his grandfather earned that name by winning multiple acquittals in the 80s and in the 90s. So look, this kid like really takes this seriously. He said the Teflon Dawn Rick Ross should have asked for permission. I will say this, Rick Ross is currently being sued by Freeway Ricky, who was notorious like back in the day. Rick Ross's real name is William Roberts, and sound like he got beef all around right now. In the news, entertainment news, yo, Eminem. Y'all remember Eminem was on the BET Music Awards a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. To me, Eminem looked like a ghost. He looked really scary. He looked really old, too. But I think that was because of all that makeup they put on him. You know what I'm saying? Some of us, makeup. We gotta stay away. But I think with the lights. But, yo, Eminem, nevertheless, first back-to-back hit singles, Billboard. You know, he got that joint out, Love the Way You Life with Rihanna. It opens at number one tomorrow. Tomorrow. July 22nd. That's according to the data released by Billboard today. Eminem, back-to-back hit singles, Billboard. Yo, I talked about T.I. A little bit, I think, on Monday. And T.I. is on his way this weekend to Philly to promote the Peace Weekend out there with Charlie Mack. Charlie Mack is Will Smith's, partner and manager. Charlie Mack and Will Smith produced that movie ATL that featured T.I. So he's going out there to co-host that Charlie Mack annual Charlie Mack Party for Peace Celebrity Weekend out there in Philadelphia. Big up to everybody that's promoting the peace in the community out there in Philly this weekend. If you are anywhere near Philadelphia, go check out Will Smith, Charlie Mack, T.I., and a whole bunch of others. Hey, 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 hey. I'm feeling really, really good. Thank you for your support. I want to shout out Jason Lynn Smith Neely listening in Tampa, Florida. I want to shout out my cousin Boo in Virginia and all of the people that he got listening from all over the place. We got Atlanta listening. We got Ohio listening. We got the Carolinas listening. VA is listening. Pennsylvania is listening. New York is listening. LA is listening. We got Hawaii listening. Baghdad is tuned in. The UK is tuned in. They tuned in Guam. They tuned in Africa. This is not a game. This is TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey. Hey. Hey, I'm going to get into this next one from, I'm going to drop it from my man Boonk. This is called Sick and Tired. Yo, tell me what y'all think about it. I'm going to open up the lines on the other side of tired of being sick and tired. Hey, DD, you remember this right here? TM Hyman Radio Live.
In this bitch, so y'all best to be well. If you want commercial rhymes, you better go elsewhere. I come hard as a rock, and about big as a truck. Write it down, take a picture, I really don't give a fuck. I lay out a blueprint like my name was Sean. These other rappers is weaker than the raisin in the sun. I ain't here for no fun, no, this here is all business. I rob the game for what it's worth and leave no witness. I never walk into a shitstorm and don't measure the wind. Split your body in half, make it look like twins. My patience wearing thin, cause I ain't never had shit. Burnt toast, fried bologna with some thick ass bricks. The streets talk, so bullshit never walks. That's why pussy niggas get left outlined and talk. But me, I'm real over here, got skills over here. Had to hit the studio to pay the bills over here. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tell them why.
cause I'm dangerous, nigga. Cause I'm dangerous, nigga. All my people don't eat. That's my motherfucking motto. Niggas trying to come up. They even out there playing the lotto. It's hard out here. Let me tell y'all what I mean. It rains so hard, it wash away these niggas' dreams. Shit ain't always what it seems, cause these haters love the scheme. Realest thing I ever heard, told to me by a fiend. Regulating a triple beam with the niggas on my team. Hit that ass with the iron like a wrinkled pair of jeans. Don't push my butt, nigga, cause I can't control my temper. Send your ass a mile high like we living out of Denver. Rule number one, you gotta know who you fucking with, cause boom, don't play like some children on punishment. Trials and tribulations always put us in your faces. So the Glock deliver verdicts like his name was Perry Mason. See the game's a plantation, I'm just building a foundation. Keep my tool locked and loaded for these fuckers who hating. I'm sick and tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired, I'm tired. They don't understand me, folks.
Radio Live, tell us your name, where you're calling from. Last four, 9469.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, hey.
I'm back.
CeeLo, CeeLo, CeeLo. CeeLo, what'd you think about that song right there?
You know what? It put me, like, in the mindset of, like, it was, like, what, the late 90s, early 2000s?
Uh-huh.
It's all right. I don't hate it. It's
that's,
not
that's
garbage.
What's good.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you what I said. I said it took me back to the joint that like it's hard out here for a pimp. Then it turned into an Oscar,
wow.
Like an Oscar hit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, CeeLo, you out there in Charlotte, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for checking in, TM Hyman Radio Live. We appreciate you. We love you. TM Hyman Radio Live, sounding off with the Hack Team. Yeah, what you think about that that joint right there? 8125, a songwriter.
Yo,
an official musician.
I'm pretty sure he was rapping what he was feeling, and you know I'm a hook writer myself. The hook is catchy, you know. It could be relatable and. In a lot of ways, you know, she's sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, of course, I'm going to go off of he wrote it because of life experiences. So it was okay, man. It was all right. I ain't, you know, dislike it to the point where, look, I'm sick and tired of hearing whack rappers, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say it like that, but it was all right, though. I was all right. I could deal with it. It was dealable.
Hey, Shaq, we appreciate you, man. You can come wage in with the team anytime you want. Our house is your house.
No question.
TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, you can try to get your last feedback comments in. We got a health and wellness segment coming up with my girl Dee Dee. She drops it on us every night here on the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Area code 678, last four digits 5680. We back at you. Tell us your name. Where you calling from? 5680 going once, 5680 going twice, 5680.
Oh, you talking?
Hey.
Hey. I didn't know I was still in the queue. This is Bibi.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanna shout out my Twitter fam. I wanna shout out Kia and Shell and Kiki and Didi and Island Girls and Alicia and Classy and the whole queue. We all rep for Don, and we you know we only on here listening for Don's interview, but I understand that she's not on here anymore. So that's
what's good. Hey, that's what's good. Hey, that's a friend of this show. That's our homegirl. Thanks for repping, period. Let alone, you know what I'm saying, the fact that you family, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, how do you like the show? How do you feel about the show? Any feedback for us? What can we do better? Who would you like to hear on the show so you can tune back in?
Get Q on there.
I can do that. I can do that for you.
Get Don Juan. He's an artist in the DMP area.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Let me give you an email address, and this is for everybody else in the world. If you got feedback, questions, if you have suggestions for us, why don't you send us a line? You can drop it at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. That's tmhyman, H-Y-M-A-N, radiolive@gmail.com. We will love to hear from you. We'd love to hear who you'd like to hear on the show. We don't have, you know, Jay Leno, you know, Oprah resources, but we can make a few things happen, as you can see. Folks, I appreciate the love. We're going to get into a jam on the other side of this jam. We're going to go ahead and get into a wellness segment from our girl Dee Dee, coming to us from Massage for Life out there in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. This is GS Music. Yeah.
Take a walk with me. Man, these niggas ain't who they say they is, man. But I'm going to let them breathe. Check, check. 27 years, born into poverty. Daddy left me cold, so the streets gonna swallow me. Old heads raised me, so the hood made me. They say you're wrongdoing, fall victim on your baby. 14 full of weed, 380. Mama in the church, pray to God that he save me. Position to rally on superstition. Street corners, we pitching that paper, my only mission. Transition to speaking less and listen. Number one rule, don't snitch, play your position. Use a cop heavy, running around the city till I peep OT. Your pockets increase by 50. Never, never, never. Well, let your pussy niggas try to get me. I need that black made back to see Jiffy. Bad yellow bone, lips are lubricated. Big ass, no flaws, that's when you truly made it. I watch my circle fall apart in the day shit. Ain't nothing promised tomorrow. What's the odds? Spending the dollar then hitting the lotto. I lead a grill, cops follow. Roll too off, don't like me. June 1st, these niggas try to indict me. But could it be someone I call fam? Never know it to the key witness supposed to stand. I acted as a boy, now a man. This is the hand I was dealt, I play to win. I'm sick of fake love, no need for 10. What we all know is jealousy over ends. This must be a dream, somebody pinch me. When I die, don't cry, just take history.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I'm your hip-hop informer, and you are inside of your health and wellness segment with our girl Dee Dee coming to us out of Norfolk, Virginia. Yo, this health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massage for Life. Massage for Life. Log on to www.massageforlife.com along with the Urban Aid Development Project. Miss Willingham.
Yes.
Speak louder for us, Dee Dee. Speak louder for us.
Second. Tonight we're going to discuss exercise.
Okay, don't everybody cringe. Don't everybody cringe. I know everybody runs into exercise. But exercise just isn't like on a treadmill or a rowing. It's something that makes you feel warm, inspired, really heavy, without being out of breath or feeling any burning sensation in your muscles. So you can have a structured exercise program or some part, something incorporated in your daily routine, like maybe.
I'm sorry, Didi. What we did, we cut the music because we could barely hear you. And again, here at TM Hyman Radio Live, we want to make sure that if we're giving information out, that it's clear and it's concise. So I want to make sure that folks understand that you're talking about exercising.
Yes, exercising. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear with no background music. Thank you.
Okay. Again, what I was saying is, please, everyone, don't cringe behind the word exercise, because I know that I do. But exercise just isn't your, like, being on a treadmill or some type of aerobics. It's anything that causes your body to feel warm, perspire, and breathe, and makes you breathe heavily without being out of breath and without feeling any burning sensations in your muscles. So, I mean, it can range from a number of things that your traditional exercises, swimming, cycling, jogging, or things such as being in a dance class, some type of jazz, hip-hop. They also offer now your pole dancing classes, your stripper stretch classes. Things of that nature are all considered to be exercises. Now, of course, there are many benefits from receiving some type of daily physical activity. I don't want to say exercise too much because we don't want to lose any listeners. So we'll say daily physical activity. It keeps your weight under control. It controls your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels. It helps with preventing osteoporosis. It boosts your energy. It keeps your body in a normal state. It releases tension, things of that nature. Do you exercise?
I do exercise. I swim. I'm a swimmer and I jog.
Really?
Yeah, me and my iPod. You know, me and my iPod. See, here in Florida, it gets like you know, really, really hot. So I try to jog before like 12. Typically, like anywhere from like 6:45 in the morning, you know, on Saturday and Sunday for like, you know, 2 hours. You know, it's really like 2 hours. And my iPod, you know, it keeps me moving. But I'm a swimmer. You know, my friends, anybody who knows me knows that I'm a fan of water. And my friends actually say I'm a dolphin. I can swim pretty well. So, you know, it's a total body workout too. You know, so anybody who's really not looking, I'm not looking to become a Hulk Hogan. You know, I'm not muscle bound. I'm not a G.I. Joe. I got a homeboy, you know, I call him G.I. Joe. You know, he's, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, that's not my bag. But Didi, I appreciate the information as it relates to exercise and really just trying to stay fit. Folks, we're trying to help you. So, you know, don't just flush this information down the garbage. You know, really understand and apply it. Didi, what else you got for us?
I just want to come back and say that there are some tips if you want to set up some type of daily routine for daily physical activities. First and foremost, I always recommend that you seek medical advice from your physician or a family practitioner. Also, you can do things like if you have kids, being outside with the kids is considered daily physical activity, running around with them. If you are like opposed to the word exercise like I am, you can join some type of dance class, a hip-hop dance class, something that makes your heart beat, something you know that's cardiovascular, that makes your cardiovascular system work for you, pump that blood out for you. Or you can also exercise. You can change your footwear. They have those shoes out by, like, Skechers. I believe they're called the Shocks.
Right. I know exactly. I've seen a news report on that, actually, over the weekend. It's a lot of different kind of shoes. It's actually, they even have a shoe now that makes people think that they're running without shoes, and it's like a sock where your toes are really out, and it has like a grid on the bottom. So, you know, folks, check into the different, you know, athletic wear and gear that's available. But, you know, you can get suited up and look real good, you know, but if you don't put it into motion, you know, it's for naught. So, Didi, we appreciate the tips and the information that you're dropping on us tonight. Drop your drop your contact information where folks can actually contact you if they're looking for a massage.
Okay. The email address is themassages, with the S, the number 4life@gmail.com, or the website is www.massages4life.com. Or if you want to come by to receive a massage anytime for a good price, you'll feel relaxed. You can stop by at 5950 Poplar Hall Drive, Norfolk, Virginia.
Thank you, Dee Dee, very much. Dee Dee will be back on Friday, where I believe Dee Dee is actually taking our health and wellness segment into the bedroom. Dee Dee, we're looking forward to that segment on Friday night. Folks, you can jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You can check out T.M. Hyman Radio Live here on the Blog Talk Radio Network every Sunday at 7 p.m., every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 p.m. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Shouts out to my family who's listening. Shouts out to Trayvon if you're listening. Big up to Keisha if you're listening. Shouts out to Mom Dukes if you're listening. I'm not sure. I think it's way too late for her to be up right now. I don't know who is tuned in, but regardless of where you're tuned in, you're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This next joint is called Can't Stop Me. Young J Astro J is going to be on the show Friday night. This dude is out in the UK. He's going to be on around 11 o'clock, which is going to be about 4 o'clock in the morning out there in Britain. Yo, we are trying to, you know, bridge gaps and share information, you know, unlike you've seen before in a capacity like this. We're doing it hood fabulously. You feel me? This is Can't Stop Me. Young J Astro J out of the UK, Brooklyn. Get it.
My name rings everywhere like church bells. I'm with the boss, party think I spend time in jail. I always go hard, and I always stick it up to the top. Something like hair gel, and I'm in love with God, but I still write about the streets so people think I have a lust for hell. And I'm just trying to write bars, trying to do this shit well. And I'm kinda like Nas X, don't prevail. And even though I'm only young, I still rap up, I'm so high. But a nigga ain't shown. Sometimes I feel like it's the end of the road, like young Teflon. My nan said, keep your heads up and you will be strong. And I'll be back for a minute, so let me show you the bars for a couple of minutes. Life's fucked up my chest, and to be honest, I just wanna get there and run fast, just like Sonic. Let's be real, you don't want it. I know niggas that won't bet to leave you slumped on the car bonnet. And I ain't lying honest. A lot of people hate, but deep down they break me. Ain't that ironic? I flow too right. So where's left? I'm shipping niggas over, but no text. Am I up in the food chain? Team Rex, I ain't doing me to step back, cause I'm next. Pass me the beat, I lay it down easy. And no problem like the yard say, just like Chris Brown, different. Niggas know I'm breezy, ay, ay. I'm on arms like a titan, kinda like a python. One attack, you gon' fight, son. In other words, I will kill you with 116 for fun, done. Look, you can't stop me, I'm out of your league. You actually call your left back. But me, I'm up front, I'm scoring goals for my team. I'm unstoppable, they call me Thierry Henry. If SBDB asks me to write a fresh 64, I would say I don't need to. Why is that? Cause I write loads of S64s. I find it easy to write punchlines and metaphors. And all I wanna do is live life in the fast lane. It ain't easy, so I gotta get in my way. And one thing, F what the haters say, I just send them my love to keep me hungry to get my pay. And truthfully, I ain't acting brave. I'm just standing up, manning up like a lawyer fighting for a big case. And I just take my time and still come first up in this race. Look, you ain't got nothing on I. I flow with emotion, you could swear a nigga cried. But nope, it's just the way I write a flow. So now let me preach to ya. Hope, kinda like Chippy, I'm fire and I. Swagger's too much, I'll be flagging in the sky. Nothing can stop me, I'm just being confident, I'm not being cocky. And quite honestly, I just got this hunger for this music shit. So not even Superman in harmony. You can see the light in the young G. And kinda like an arrow hat.
This shit is getting big, and to be honest, I just wanna live wealthy. Close the bars with you, raw Eddie Murphy. And if pen and brass was illegal, then every day the feds would always ship and search me. And if you ask me, ask G, I guarantee you would say I'm one of the best rappers from my age, hardest this century. And trust me, I ain't being cocky, ain't no one touching me. I see the light, even in the dark hours. I'm flowing bars with you, dirty foul. Stop being quick to judge me, cause you ain't always right like Simon Cowell. I put my dick, I feel like I'm the chosen one. I say I've got the four Star Wars. Anakin, real talk about him to the top. Suspension, I'm on my own without getting told what to do. No detention, and I'm doing me to you, the UG. And I'm just trying to make it rain, you see. And I'm working hard, ain't it plain to see. And I'm like Jada, you can't stop me. You can't stop.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talking all that dumb hard to get you straight, body.
Save my name on your SIM card. I switch guns to switch blades and switch cars. I switch plates and switch states and switch bras. Don't be surprised if I switch face and switch guards. I'm well worth the labor pain I put my mom through. She said I'm good at whatever I put my mind to. Mind you, I be in Louis Lopez as night blue with Velcro straps, need no laces and tie shoes. Shut up, you get smacked with a mouse pad. The Michael Jackson of group homes, I'm that bad. Clear coat with the roof gone, that white jag. Or clear coat with two tones that might clash. See, I smile big, but my style's bigger. That G5's at an altitude with a cloud thicker. Feet on recline while drinking spritzers and brown liquor. Feet on the mic, only competition is Godzilla. Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb talk, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb talk, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb talk, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight. Devilish the man flow, yeah. Hotter than a summer breeze out there in Cairo,
yeah.
Douse the whole nation with a flame, pyro. Shadow boxing MCs, blindfolded, eyes closed. Lift him
yeah.
off the seat, toss his body in the wall, bro. Then wait for the applause, it's a wrap. Reynolds,
yeah.
Say the wrong words, you be spitting accidental. H-A-C, lock on Pitbull. You only see the glass half full. Learned as a snot nose homie. Only cash rules. Face turned up while I'm snorkeling in Cancun. Mad cause my closet probably bigger than your living room.
Wow.
First pass and find you probably with my flowers bloom.
Yeah.
Been in and out of more women homes than Judy Boone.
Yeah.
Same girl just spit me out. Now he trying to play blue. As far as being on top, sorry, it ain't enough room. Talking all that dumb hard. Talking all that dumb talk. Talking all that dumb hard. I get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard. Talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb hard, get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, get you
straight. I go hard like a brick dude, that ice like igloos, automatics that split you in half like 1-2. Look through this sweet boy, tell me what you wanna do. Show you just a quick presentation, what my gonna do. Blowing on that sour D that. They give me the gas face. These fiends wanna rock right now. Give them that raw bass. I'm nasty like the hallway piece up by the staircase. My dude, you go against me and win. Now that's a rare case.
Yeah, I'm so fly, I got gravity hating on me. Them cabbages waiting on me, forget them, they fake and phony. I'm sitting chunky on chromies, you see my vision like Sony. I call the witness, she blow me, he know he the ish, don't he? Talking all that dumb hard, I get you straight bodyguard. Trey pound on the hip, that's what I call a bodyguard. Trespass on me and get sent to the bodyguard. It's kill to be killed, get money and party hard.
Hey, folks. It's time to get into some world news, and I'm not really feeling like world news right now. Great show tonight. I want to big up my guest, Dawn Richard. I want to big up my guest, Casso, Aim, Shot, down with that hack team. Yo, that was bodied. That was a banger. It ran on like a Wu-Tang joint, right? You know, I like the vibe of the crew. Yo, we've played hot music all night long. If you're looking to get your music played, I will play it. But, you know, understand, you know, you're dealing with quality music. This is a quality program. These are people who are trying to make this a business. They're doing straight business. If you're trying to get in the game, you know, my advice, you know, what I'm going to report for entertainment news tonight, actually for world news, entertainment news been reported. For world news tonight, you know, let me back it up so y'all can really feel like, you know, I've done you some justice doing this particular segment. And you know what? For folks who, you know, might think that I'm rattling on, let me just roll it one more time to make it official for you. In world news tonight, Lindsay Lohan. First night locked up, guess what? Full body cavity. Full body cavity search. Lizzie Lohan is crying up a storm. She was not crying when she was out there at the Cannes Film Festival living it up, and they say she was snorting some of the white stuff. Come on, Lindsay, what are you doing? That's what I'm reporting for entertainment news, because it's all over the place. It's like blowing up the TV, newspaper. Why do we don't give a damn about Lindsay Lohan and what she's doing and her full body cavity search? Do you understand that we everybody on this call got a friend or a relative that probably got a full body cavity search today? They got locked up today. This is not new information for us. Come on, get out of here. Tell us something in the news that's important. What I want to tell you what's important is tonight's program was real. Real people, real talk. This is real radio. You're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is what we do. This is what we do. Get with it. If you got music, you know, send it. You can send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Send us feedback. Send us show ideas. If you got people you want to see on the show, email us. Tell us. Yo, we'll go after it. We'll go after it. We got a few minutes left in the show. You can jump on the feedback line. 6 minutes to be exact. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You have to push the correct button on the system so that you can actually get in the queue, my friends, so that you can actually get in the queue. Folks, on the real, on some, like, straight real talk, you got to believe, dream, and imagine, and I'm going to run this in the ground. And you got to couple that with faith, hope, and love at the end of the day in order to be successful. The number one problem that I realize we have is the fact that we're easily offended. Most people are easily offended by what people say, by what people think, by what people do. The advice that I have for you tuned in tonight as we begin to wind down this show is don't be offended so often. If you really, and I'm not about to preach to you, right, but I'm trying to help you, the number one frustration driver is what somebody just said or how somebody looked at us or what we think somebody did to us. And in some instances, it's a true misunderstanding or an assumption or, you know, I was having a bad day, and sometimes I did mean it, but I'm sorry. You know, at that particular time, I felt like, you know, throwing you the bird. I'm sorry. As long as you're willing to at least say you was wrong, hey, that's a step in the right direction. Stop being offended. I read something recently that kind of, you know, helped me to not be as offended as much, and I already know that I shouldn't be offended. But in the Word, check it out for yourself. Luke 17:1. It is impossible that no offenses should come. What does that really mean? If you really understand what that means, and it's the Word, then guess what? If you stop being offended, it'll help you to reach a plateau, a greater plateau, in a more expeditious way. Stop being offended so much. And I'm going to repeat it. Look it up for yourself. Read something. Let me tell y'all something that totally offended me when I heard it before. If you ever want to hide something from a person, I'll keep it nice. If you ever want to hide something from a person, put it in a book. Because most people, okay, quote unquote, I'm going to say people, don't read. And I encourage everybody that's tuned in, read something. In the good book, believe it or not, it's a good read. It says, Luke 17:1, it is impossible that no offenses should come. What that really means is you're going to be offended all the time. So guess what? Learn how to deal with it. Don't respond to the fact that you get offended so much and really they wasn't really thinking about you. Stop playing. All right? We're trying to go higher. We're trying to go higher. And I like this jam, so I'm going to get right into it. This is the TMG Music Group. It's called Take You Higher. Hey, if you tuned in to this program, I guarantee you, if you keep listening, you're going to go higher with us as we go higher in everything we try to do. Big up to Dawn Richards. Big up to Casso, big up to Ames, big up to Shot, big up to Bless, big up to Rainmaker, all right? This is Take You Higher, DM Hyman Radio Live.
Talk radio show.